goes there to dance hard. The gates of gold in your head, oh, oh. A kingdom holding the God beyond your side.
Some people would have you not use certain words.
Opinions expressed are solely those of the presenter and may not reflect the views of CITR Radio or the University of British Columbia.
Bad words.
Shit, piss, fuck, cock, cocksucker, mother, and tits. Wow.
This program may contain language that some listeners find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Tits doesn't even belong on the list, you know?
Jake, you're back.
Shut your face. I came back for the music.
Allons-y.
I'm sorry.
It's French. But let's go.
I kept dreaming of a world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day...
The dangly bits.
I apologize in advance for anything I say that may or may not offend you.
When are you not full of fluff?
You. Gotta give him hope.
Yes, one day you're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise hanging out with you. Oh, man, what a rainy, wet one it is out there. That's new. We usually, around this time of year, have some different kind of weather, but I I appreciate it. It's very nice. It's relaxing, soothing to hear the rain coming down on our lovely window panes, if that's what you want to call it. Ah, man. Well, I had a nice relaxing weekend. Not too much raging around the world, but shout out to my little son. Turned 17 on Saturday. I did a little work with the Raw Speakers for their Block Party Jam, which happened also on Saturday, all day. We shut down East 11th Avenue, and we had amazing artists and workshops and food. Oh my gosh. There was such a great, great turnout. And the kids were smiling. The neighborhood was smiling. We had some great reviews too. Some neighbors from down the street came over and actually thanked us for having this, having that party, which was great. Great to hear, because usually people are upset because there's just too much noise going on, and they want to keep the peace, keep the quiet. And then I saw It. I promised the kids we'd go to the theaters to see it. I have some free passes there. So we were brushing up on the original It movie by Stephen King. And I wasn't too surprised. I wasn't too impressed, actually. Not surprised. There is a lot of bullying going on in the film. I guess that was the sign of the times. Ugh, and the N-bomb was dropped more than I could... What can I say? What, like 6, 7, 8 times in the film? And I guess I had to cover my children's ears, because I didn't realize... I guess I looked back and I did my calculations. When I would have seen It, I was 13 years old. In the late 90s, or early 90s actually, 1990 is when Stephen King's It came out. And yeah, there was a lot of name calling. Not just racism, lots of name calling. And then I was able to see the new one, and I found it exactly the same again. Just the subtleties were different. But pretty much the opening scene is... lots of hate. Anyways. Oh, moving on. We've got lovely music to share with you. It's a lovely day, if you can call it that. Because, you know, we look at the brighter side of things around here. What did I do yesterday? Ooh, I finished this mix that I've been working on for a while. Really excited about it. And then after I was finished, I had somebody I needed to email it to, and then I was caught not able to find that particular person. So that's going to be today's mission. Find that person, email them, and then blast the mix out to the world. I hope you all will follow me. I'm on Mixcloud, DJ Denise, or I think I'm DJ Den One. You might have to look that up. DJ Denone. I don't think I have any numbers or anything like that on there too, so look me up. It's going to be new. It's exciting. Got some reggaeton in there, and I found some amazing new artists too from Brazil, so blast you with that. Alrighty. We better get into some new music and also some LGBT news. I've been following Michelle Jolie for a time now. She's got a great song called Preach, which I had the pleasure of seeing her perform at the Vancouver Pride Sports Day this year. And Here, you all should listen to it too. Here we go.
Don't preach to me about wrong or right. I'll be the one to define my life. Don't want to color in the lines no more. Wanna know what I was brought here for. I have potions, I'm looking for answers. Does the devil love me? Is there a heaven? I'll find my way. Hey, I'll make a mistake.
have a reason to rise and shine. It's another day now. I claim what is mine. Success, fame, riches, and glory. Maybe my future won't be end of my story.
Our life, we're coming, and we can see it. We're covering my. Every second Wednesday of the month from 6 to 9 is Women in Career Night at the Bike Kitchen. Bring your bike and give it some love in this safe and positive space for anyone who identifies as female or queer. Come learn how to fix your own bike with the help of a female or queer-identified mechanic and volunteers. Plus, there's free pizza. Visit bikecoop.ca for more information.
UBC Africa Awareness Initiative is a student-run organization that advocates for a greater inclusion of Africa and African-related issues in UBC academia and social life. Some of our major events include Dioko, UBC's largest African dance party, Culture Night, a celebration of African culture and diversity, and Conference Week, where our goal is to foster more intelligent and intellectual dialogue about Africa on the UBC campus. With this in mind, we hope to contribute towards creating global citizens with a more informed perspective of the continent.
Hey, 100.5 or 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with you. I've got news, music, you name it. I've got it. And I'll get right into it right away. What I was looking at here, I know the Emmys just happened this weekend. I'm looking at LGBTQ Nation, and queer women won big at the Emmys. This is dated September 18th, 2017. Several queer women won big at last night's Emmy Awards. I guess that would be Sunday night's Emmy Awards. Kate McKinnon and Leanne Waite. Waite won an Emmy for Outstanding Writing for a comedy series along with co-writer Aziz Ansara for the episode Thanksgiving of the Netflix Master of None. The episode followed Waite's character Denise through a decade of Thanksgiving dinners, where each year showed her evolving relationship with her mother, strained because she is gay and her mother is homophobic. Waite is the first African American woman to win the Emmy for Best Writing in a Comedy. In her speech, she thanked my LGBTIA family and said she could see our superpowers. Well, that's really cool. Saturday Night Live's first openly lesbian actress, Kate McKinnon, won the supporting actress in a comedy series for the second year in a row. McKinnon is perhaps best known for her impression of Hillary Clinton on SNL, a reoccurring role where she set aside many of the tired Hillary impersonation tropes and instead channeled what Hillary is really feeling, what the polished politician couldn't show in public. Well, the episode San Juniper of the British series Black Mirror won two awards, Outstanding TV Movie and Outstanding Writing, for a limited series, movie, or dramatic special. The sci-fi episode is about a shy woman visiting the resort town and how she falls in love with a regular visitor who is also a woman. The episode, which The Guardian called surprising and ultimately poignant, also won the GLAAD Media Award for Outstanding Individual Episode this year. The Hulu series The Handmaid's Tale, an adaptation of Margaret Atwell's iconic novel from a feminist dysphoria, won Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Drama Series and seven other awards. The series frequently features queer characters. Alexis Blade won for Outstanding Guest Actress in a Drama Series at the Creative Arts Emmy Award last week for her portrayal of Off Glenn in The Handmaid's Tale, a woman who is horrifically punished for loving another woman. Also at the Creative Arts Emmy Awards, which honor more technical categories than the Primetime Emmy Awards, RuPaul's Drag Race won the award for Outstanding Reality Competition Program. During the awards ceremony last night, host Stephen Colbert interviewed the Emmy statue himself or herself, played by RuPaul, and asked her about her relationship with Tony and Oscar. Wow. I did not watch the Emmys last night or on Sunday night, but wow, that sounds like a lot of exciting fun. Moving over to Canada, from what I can see, it looks like BC is having a little bit of troubles. I am reading from Daily Extra, dated September 18th, 2017. The BC government drags feet on HIV prevention drug coverage, despite Horgan's pre-election endorsement. Free PrEP isn't coming anytime soon. The BC government is putting the brakes on a pre-election endorsement of free pre-exposure prophylaxia, PrEP drugs. In a statement to Extra, the BC Ministry of Health says it will not be rolling out coverage of the HIV prevention drugs anytime soon, despite a May 2017 interview in which now Premier John Horgan said it was a mystery why PrEP wasn't already covered. Experts on HIV care in the province say the delay will guarantee more British Columbians will be infected with HIV, especially young gay men. In years of studies, PrEP has been shown to be highly effective and safe as a prevention measure against HIV transmission and has been key to drastically drop in HIV transmission in cities where it is widely and cheaply available, such as San Francisco and New York. However, the drug can cost nearly $1,000 a month in Canada and are rarely covered by insurance. Generic PrEP drugs recently hit pharmacies in Canada, but prices still range in the hundreds of dollars a month. In August, BC doctors and health professionals called on the provincial government to cover PrEP immediately. As Horgan suggested he would in an interview with Extra before the May election. In an interview, Horgan said the province should cover PrEP and said giving people the medical devices that they need to protect themselves would save the province money over time. In an email statement to Extra, however, a spokesman of the BC Ministry of Health wrote that the province will be waiting on more research and cheaper prices before covering the drugs. As a new government, it will take some time, but we are committed to enhancing evidence-informed decision, on the new and existing drugs in relation to coverage and decisions. Recognizing that PrEP has the potential to make a very positive impact on the lives of British Columbians, Travalda for PrEP is currently being reviewed by the BC Center of Excellence in HIV/AIDS in collaboration with the Ministry of Health. The Ministry of Health statement goes on to point out that the inner provincial body responsible for deciding how provinces pay for drugs approved the PrEP drug, Truvada, on the condition that its manufacturer dropped its price. The statement then says the provinces are currently negotiating a lower price with the drug's manufacturer and the generic version of the drug will lower the price even further. The Ministry of Health statement does not say when or under what condition British Columbia will cover PrEP. In a separate email to another Vancouver HIV activist, a different spokesperson for the ministry similarly stressed that it is waiting for both the completion of a review from the BC Center of Excellence in HIV and AIDS, as well as for cheaper drug prices. The BC Center of Excellence in HIV AIDS declined to comment for this story, but in a previous interview with Extra, the center's director, Dr. Julio Monternar, said the evidence of the PrEP's effectiveness was beyond any reasonable doubt. PrEP has already become more affordable in Canada as new, cheaper generic drugs hit the market, but experts point out that even at full price, decades of PrEP coverage will cost less than the lifetime medical cost of treating an HIV patient. Well, that is cool. Now, I am hoping that there is a decision before the end of the year on all of this. And again, you can read along and check out all the details and follow all the links at Daily Extra. This article is dated September 18th with the heading BC Government Drags Feet on HIV Prevention Drug Coverage. So if you would like to follow along and find out more information, you can go to Daily Extra. You are listening to 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise with you right now. And I see one more piece of awesome news that I actually wanted to get to before I go away. Australia is holding their equal marriage, plebiscite right now. And I have a little news about that. So Skywriter over Sydney tells Australians to vote no to same-sex marriage. Oops. Activist Photoshop hilarious alternatives. So a Skywriter appears over Sydney today, and this article is dated September 17th, 2017, to encourage Australians to vote no to marriage equality. Australians are currently voting in an expensive and divisive postal vote on same-sex marriage. They have until October 27th to post their votes back, with results announced on November 15th. But the No campaign ramped up their attempts to sway people against same-sex marriage in various locations across Sydney. A GoFundMe page urged people to vote... A GoFundMe page urged people to donate money for the campaign. It's time for traditional Australians to take a stand. And we are bullied in silence, condemned for our views and ignored and vilified by the media. Enough is enough. Another slogan is, be part of the movement to spray the vote no message into our beautiful sky, it encouraged. Vote yes, vote no. Then people started getting creative with the skywriting, turning into messages of support for the yes campaign. One person photoshopped vote yes into the skies. So there's a load of Twitter. I'm looking at some Twitter votes here. So you can hashtag marriage equality and hashtag Sydney. And there's just so many different different views of this. I'm just looking at these Twitter images, and people have done a lot of skywriting and actually added a rainbow to their skywriting, which is really cool. Okay, so you're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I am DJ Denise. I can let you know who we listen to Also, before I mentioned Michelle Jolie from North Vancouver. You can follow her. Her music is amazing. That song that I played was called Preach. And Buckman Co. from Vancouver / all over the world. They have a song called Courage, which I am really excited to be playing. All right, I'm going to get into some more music. Something to get you to dance to. I've got a Toronto band called God Made Me Funky, and this song is called Everybody Get Up. 101.9 FM, CITR, I'm DJ Denise.
Who don't give a damn and who never listen, no matter your race, creed, sex, religion, partner, preference, or financial position.
We came here just to turn it out with all your body people and without a doubt. So look to your left and to your right, cause you're gonna get funky with the people tonight.
Ooh, we don't want your money, we just need your time. Feel the new funk, get into the rhyme. Give peace a chance, let it into your mind. Relax your body, free yourself from the grind.
We can get you into the groove like Madonna. Love means love and love, you know you gotta take a chance, get out yourself and dance. Live life to the fullest in the circumstance. So get up,
party people.
All day, have a good time and have it your way. Check the new motto in Toronto, we say we rock New Fultonia all the way to Paraguay.
Dig it, true dad, you knew that we rockin' it hot. For you to groove down like you're out in the spot. Like in your car, in the club, on your headphones. Non-stop, taking you on to the funk zone.
Woo! Now the funk is on, keep the party popping. Grab a drink, what do you think? Ain't nobody stopping. It's 7 a.m., I gotta go to work. Okay, one more dance, I don't wanna be a jerk.
Ooh, dance floor flirt, till my feet hurt. Justified, I just came to network. Testify, new funk is my net worth. Sunshine, state of mind, over the whole earth, yeah.
Party people,
shine waiting for someone else to
Hempology 101 is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/hempology101UBC. Or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
Yes, 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with you. I was playing, did I let you know who I played? You heard the wonderful band from Toronto, God Made Me Funky, with Everybody Get Up. And then I had Fortune Killers from Victoria with Domino. Now that's really rubbing off on me and coming to be one of my favorite songs of this 2017. So keep up the good work, Fortune Killers. All right, now getting back into my news ideas here. I have some news from around the world, which is cute and cool. This is Gay Star News, dated September 17th, 2017. Serbia's first openly gay leader, Ana Brakić, joins Belgrade Pride Parade. She's now the first head of government to attend a Baltic Pride event. Serbian Prime Minister Ana Brakić marched in Belgrade Pride today. The openly lesbian Prime Minister is the first leader to ever march in a Baltic Pride event. In a speech on the day, she said, "Many criticize me as a representative of the state. I am proud that our country has adopted anti-discrimination laws. The level of discrimination of minority groups and members of national communities is in decline," she added. "The answer to the expression of hatred must be something else. In a powerful message of solidarity to Serbian LGBTI people," Ana Brakić said, after an undoubted decrease in the number of physical attacks on people who are different from the majority, it is equally important that we stop hurting ourselves with words. No matter how much pain a slap in the face may cause, the weight of a word is often far more painful," she said. Yes, that is so right. Serbian folk singer and human rights activist Jenna Karluna also joined the march. She wrote on Instagram, "And you who hate and write sick comments full of hate, you are not guilty." Huh. "Mom and dad have educated you so much that it hurts. I'm really sorry for you. It must be terrible to live in that darkness," she also said. The Pride March began in 2014 after 5 years of authority sanctions. Oh no. The country's Orthodox Church is highly influential, regularly condemning the Pride event. Oh man, Belgrade. Well, good job on hosting that and actually having a representative at the highest seat in the country. That's amazing. And again, that was what news article? Gay Star News, and that was dated September 17th, 2017. Serbia's first openly gay leader, Ana Brnabić, joins Belgrade's Pride Parade. All right. So, moving on, I am looking at LGBTQ Nation, and this is, the title is, Gay Journalist with Terminal Cancer Slays with Help of RuPaul's Drag Race Queen. Journalist Dean Eastmund has been documenting his fight with terminal cancer on Twitter and recently shared the heartbreaking news that he has weeks to live. Oh, yikes. He previously shared that his top bucket wish list would be to have his face done up by queens of RuPaul's Drag Race. It turns out someone out there who fit the bill heard the call and answered. Chris Hines, a contestant from the 9th season, replied to the tweet offering to meet up with Eastmund. Eastmund shared the beautiful results on Monday. Drag queens and other celebrities are now celebrating Eastmund by sharing their kind words alongside the message, Dean Eastmund slays, and slay he does. Oh, that's so cute. So there's a load of Twitter posts that you can follow and retweet, and the hashtag is Dean Eastmund slays. So get in there with yours, because young Dean Eastmund does not have very much longer to be on this earth. Oh man, that's so sad. All right, so you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with you, and I've got some more music to share. This one, it's not so much an oldie, but it is a goodie. Tegan and Sarah with Boyfriend. I've been waiting to play this for a while, hanging on to it. Let's get right into it. Here we go.
You that I can't hold back. The feeling that you give me, wanna give it right back. I know you always win at this particular game. I need to know the rules if you want me to play. Cause I can't relax. Oh, when I get around you, I can't hide the fact. I let you take advantage, cause it felt so good. I blame myself for thinking we both understood. Crying game.
mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars.
Hey folks, the Pride Collective at UBC is an AMS resource group for LGBTQ plus folks. All our events and resources are free, so you should check us out on Facebook or come to Nest 2103 and say hi. We have so many fun events every week.
Help, I need somebody.
Help,
not just anybody.
Help,
you know I need someone.
Do you ever feel uncomfortable or unsafe walking around campus at night? There's an AMS service dedicated to helping anyone trying to get across campus alone at night. We're SafeWalk, and we have your back. Call us at 604-822-5355 to request a transfer, or check out our website at ams.ubc.ca/safewalk for more information on hours and policies.
Yes, 101.9 FM, CITR. You are listening to Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with you. And, if you were following the news anywhere in the world, right now, hurricanes are blasting the Caribbean islands right now, as well as some of the Americas. And everybody's in the middle of their hurricane relief and gathering funds to help people out. I'm reading from Gay Star News, dated September 17th, 2017. Houston church prevents Jewish lesbian from helping in hurricane relief efforts. The church's pastor told her that she couldn't represent the church because being a lesbian is a sin. A Texas woman who volunteered at a local church to help families in need following Hurricane Harvey was fired after church officials found out she was Jewish and a lesbian. Hurricane Harvey, the historic hurricane that left southeast Texas flooded, made landfall on August 25th. The storm left at least 82 people dead and a million more without shelter. Harvey lasted until September 2nd, and now Texas is working to repair the damage done. Carmen Hicks, a 64-year-old Navy veteran, decided to volunteer her time helping with the relief efforts. She chose to volunteer at Calvary Houston, a non-denominational church in her area. Hicks took a week off work and donated $500 worth of food to their food bank. According to Outsmart, Houston's LGBTI magazine, Hicks volunteered at the church food bank for 3 days. Each morning, volunteers would pray together. As Hicks is Jewish, she simply bowed her head in respect and whispered shalom at the end of the prayer. The expression, which is also the Hebrew word for both hello and goodbye, means peace be with you. Hicks claims another volunteer questioned her about her personal life. In response, Hicks said that she was Jewish and raised 2 children with her partner of 20 years. On September 8th, the church pastor, Ron Hindick, asked to speak with Hicks in private and told her she was no longer welcome at the church due to her religious background. I thought they wanted to talk to me about further volunteer efforts, Hicks said. I was so unprepared for the conversation that ensued. Afterwards, Hicks called the church to complain. It was at this point that she was invited back to the church to further discuss the situation. It was then Hinton brought up Hicks's sexual orientation. Hindith told her that in addition to her Jewish faith, she was also fired because of rumors that she was a lesbian. According to Hicks, Pastor Hindith told her, "We cannot let you represent our church because being a lesbian is a sin." After the ordeal, Hicks took to Facebook to share her experience. Oh, wow, she has a lot. You can follow Carmen Hicks on Facebook and find out more of what she was talking about. Oh my, that is such an awful experience when you just want to actually help. Man, oh man. I have no idea what I would have done. Well, you can go to Queer FM's Facebook page and share what you would have done if that happened to you. In Canada, too. I wonder if that's a thing. Share experiences. We all want to know. And we're at Queer Vancouver Queer Radio Vancouver on Facebook. So just follow and leave a little message there. Moving on. Again, I was talking about the Emmys earlier. I just noticed this cute little news piece. Chance the Rapper trashes Trump's transgender ban in Emmys musical number. So Chance the Rapper has called out Donald Trump's ban on transgender soldiers. Donald Trump's Defense Secretary James Mad Dog Mattis is pushing ahead with the administration's plan to ban transgender people from the military. In the face of public civil rights lawsuits, Trump officials are drawing up plans to block recruitment of any military personnel who identify as transgender while they are working on plans to purge existing soldiers from next year. Grammy-winning artist Chance the Rapper called out the transgender ban in a musical number on Sunday night's TV Emmy Awards in a rap which alluded to several political issues. He said, "I love television. It's a pleasant distraction, but just imagine taking action. I like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, in fact. I'm addicted, but where's the cop shows where one gets convicted? I miss the classics like... I still think MASH rocks, but if Hawkeye can be a soldier, why not Laverne Cox? Bob's Burgers makes you smile, but please don't ignore the decline of the independently family-run store. I get it. The finales, they got you focused, but just record the show and show up at the protest." Whew. The rap verse referenced Orange is the New Black star Laverne Cox, who is transgender, as well as military-based TV drama MASH, in which character Hawkeye is a captain. The Pentagon is not expecting to put its ban into effect until next year, after the American Civil Liberties Union began pursuing an injunction preventing its immediate enforcement. ACLU attorney Chase Santiago, who previously represented transgender soldier Chelsea Manning when she was denied the right to transition, announced a new filing last week. He said, "Today we are filing a motion for a preliminary injunction asking the court to put an immediate stop to the president's ban to ensure that the harms of our clients and the thousands of other transgender individuals serving our country are rectified immediately." The ACLU officially added individuals like our client, Staff Sergeant Kate Cole, should not have to worry about whether their job, healthcare, entire life is on the line, but because of the risks inherent in the work she has so bravely taken on, but due to the political whims of her commander-in-chief, pandering to a base that would like to see her very existence erased. Sergeant Cole has served in the military since she enlisted at 17. She has deployed to Afghanistan, Estonia, Latvia, and Poland. This work Her service is the only job she has ever known, and she has devoted her life to it. Now her medical care has already been canceled, and she risks losing everything. And for what? Because the president decided to do the military a favor and end transgender service without having to study it. Transgender people are not pawns in political games. Our lives, our healthcare, our work cannot be erased with a tweet. We will not let that happen, and we are heading to court to stop it. Oh, my goodness. Yikes. Again, that was in Big Pink Star News, so you can follow the story also with the title Chance the Rapper Trashes Trump's Transgender Ban in Emmy's Musical Number. Now, that is not a good thing that's happening there, but I thought I should mention it. And again, you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. We're nearly getting to the end of the show. It's 9:31 already, half an hour left. I am just looking at LGBTQ Nation at a weird article here. Vendor refuses order to make political t-shirts in Charlottesville Pride. This is dated September 12, 2017. Charlottesville is about to celebrate Pride, but the planning hit an unexpected problem, proving exactly why we still need these events. Seville Pride reports that their usual vendor, Red Star, outsourced the group's t-shirt order to Pennsylvania-based Legacy Athletics. That company refused to fill the order, claiming the message was too political. The logo read, "Y'all mean all?" This year's theme. I'm sorry for the delay. This is a design that we would not be able to produce. While Legacy does offer custom logos, we also carefully nurture and protect our brand. One of the ways we keep a positive connotation to the brand is by avoiding doing any products with custom logos that might be deemed as controversial, political, offensive. This does not in any way mean that we either support or do not support the organization making the request. But the reality is that in light of recent events in Charlottesville, as well as the fact that gay pride events are political activism, we respectfully decline this order. Again, I hope you can understand our position. A Unite the Right rally that brought neo-Nazis and KKK and white supremacists to Charlottesville to protest against the planned removal of a statue of Robert E. Lee resulted in violence and a death. Notably among the white supremacist bigots, chant was F U faggots. Huh, that was on the list, really. Red Star recommended, when made aware of the message from Legacy Athletics, I do not plan on sending them any further orders and will make others aware. Really disappointed about it. I definitely do see the need to hold the festival, and I am happy that you are leading the charge for the Charlottesville community. Thank you for all that you are doing. Charlottesville Pride organizers point out that this is why we still need Pride. The Charlottesville Pride event will take place on Saturday, September 16th, which was Saturday, at the Spirit Pavilion, 700 East Main. Oh my. Yikes. So Charlottesville had some troubles even after the horrific events a couple of weeks ago. Or, I guess, over a month ago now. Again, you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. I see the time now is 9:30, and I have some fun music to share with you. Who've I got? Who've I got? Erica D with New Skies. I'm looking out the window. We don't really have that today, but I'm going to get right into this song. It's really, really cool. Erica D is from in and around British Columbia, travels down to the United States every so often, but follow this person right here. Here we go. 101.9 FM, CITR.
If my logic wasn't broken and I walked on solid ground, if I could have felt my heartbeat and my ears could hear the sounds, I would have seen you on that day. I would have asked you how you feel. Yes, I would. I would have listened to your stories. Instead, I turned. Getting clearer, like the past of yesterday. My whole spirit's getting stronger. Nothing needs to be replaced. If I had seen you on that day, the corner had me pressed against the wall. My soul.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located on East Mall between Brock Hall and Irving K. Barber. If you buy a bike from us, bring it back to us when you're done, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took good care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you. Yeah, you heard me right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs. For more information about our buyback policy, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hey, 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. You've been hanging out with me for the past almost 2 hours. Now this is the segment of the show where I let you know what's going on if you want to go check out some stuff in the city. All right, so I noticed that today is Drag Club. Drag Club is at the Railway Stage and Beer Cafe. That's a fun name. I changed that up. starting today at, what time do I see here? I would say you'd be lucky to show up. Oh, show starts at 10 p.m. It's a 19 plus show. It's $5 at the door. You can follow Railway SBC on Facebook and also get some more information. I see railway@donnellygroup.ca also. For email information as well. Railway Stage and Beer Cafe is at 579 Dunsmuir Street in Vancouver. This is an ongoing event. You can follow Railway Stage and Beer Cafe on Facebook as well. And you'll get all of the cool updates that are happening. Now, moving on, I noticed CITR and Discorder have Navigating No Fun City, running arts and culture spaces in Vancouver with Anna Rose, manager of the Red Gate Revenue Stage, Paige Frewer, founder creator of Man Up, and Shanique Kelly, organizer of Intercessions Vancouver. Join CITR 101.9 and Discorder magazine for a panel discussion on what it takes to run arts and culture spaces and foster community in Vancouver. Topics for discussion will include the relationship between gentrification and art spaces, determining the legitimacies of running an event, creating accessibility, community accountability, and weighing the significance of keeping cultural spaces alive. Now, this is happening Wednesday, September 20th, 2017, 6:30 till 8, AMS Nest, room 2506. So, you might have to do some Googling of how to get specifically to that room specifically. But if you come to UBC and then you even just tap somebody on the shoulder and ask, where's the Nest? You will find it. That's actually where CITR broadcasts live as well, in the Nest. That's where I am right now. Yay! All right. And moving on, there's a lovely Amazonian bead workshop happening, which I thought was something to mention. If anybody was interested in learning a new cool trade, because you can definitely make a lot of money off of awesome beading work. This is happening Sunday from 2 p.m. till 4:30 at the Museum of Anthropology. The address is 6393 Northwest Marine Drive in Vancouver. Again, you can check this out on Facebook. It's dated September 24th, and the name of the event is Amazonian Beading Workshop. The Museum of Anthropology is hosting the event, so I'm sure if you type in any of those keywords, you will be able to find it. And I am noticing some costs here. Workshop cost online. Adults, it's $40. Youth and seniors, it's $30. The Museum of Anthropology members and UBC students and faculty, it's $25. So you get to a little reduction there. So the cost includes materials, museum admission, and tax. Participants of all ages are welcome. Children under 12 must be accompanied by an adult. So that really looks exciting and like something I would want to be involved with. Oops, I skipped an event. Yikes. September 21st, Story Story Lie Game Show at the Rio Theater is happening. This is Thursday, 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. The Rio Theater is on Broadway, 1660 East Broadway in Vancouver. So Story Story Lie is a game show that's full of it. A live storytelling game show has been something Vancouver's audience. The show that invites the audience to separate fact from fiction, quoted by the Vancouver Sun, Story Story Lie is a narrative, live, and laughter-filled show with one simple premise: Vancouver's best share intimate, hilarious, and often embarrassing stories that seem too strange to be true. The catch: someone's lying. The audience takes part in an interrogation to reveal who it is. The first audience member to guess the liar right wins the grand prize, as well as the respect and admiration of their peers. So follow Story Story Lie Game Show and also the Rio Theater, because you can find out a lot more information about that. And you don't have to have Facebook to know about Story Story Lie Game Show. You can walk up to the Rio and they'll have little advertisements about it right in their front window. So, you are listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. This week is full of things to do. It looks a little dreary outside right now, but keep smiling. There's always a rainbow at the end of all the clouds. And that's always good. All right, now, I see the time at 9:47. The show's done at 10. So I have some songs to play. Let me get into that. 101.9 FM CITR Queer FM, DJ Denise.
I need a revolution in my mind, yeah. My body's tired of wasting all this time. Belief is easy when you see the truth is all you'll ever need to turn yourselves around and make things right. So before you say what you wanna say, you gotta walk the same as Roland drowning in the pouring rain. The girl we use is just to numb her pain. Cause if you really wanna know someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. The boy who's suffering with borrowed shame. The girl who never really had a name. Cause if you really wanna love someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. This is life when you're living to survive. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
my mind. Yeah, oh, oh. No, I'm not gonna waste my time. Belief is easy when you see. The truth will always set you free. And turn you back around and make things right. So, before you say what you wanna say, you gotta walk this shame as a cold man drowning in the pouring rain. The girl we use is just to numb her pain. Cause if you really wanna know someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. The boy is suffering with borrowed shame. The girl who never really had a name. Cause if you really wanna know someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. Cause this is life when you're living to survive. Yeah. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. And so, before you say what you wanna say, yeah, better turn around and just walk with it. Shame is a cold man drowning in the pouring rain. The girl who uses just to numb her pain. Cause if you really wanna love someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. The boy is suffering with borrowed shame. The girl who never really had a name. Cause if you really wanna know someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. Cause this is life when you're living to survive. Yeah. Oh, and this is life when you're living to survive. Yeah. Oh, 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 yeah.
Of being a girl, wanting to be heard, wanting to be heard. She's so pretty, but her life is perfect. She's so funny, but her life.
Your life would be
you know we ought to be. No one else, but they keep showing us someone else.
Girl, 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 who do you want to be when no one is around? Girl, 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 who do you want to be when no one is around?
You know to be heard, wanting to be heard.
All night straight ahead at the headlights, scream baby, baby, yellow like I ruined your.
FM CITR, this is Queer FM. I'm out for another week. We'll see you next week. All right, peace. Here we go.
A night at the Rose Colored Disco. to the Vancouver Fringe Festival, September 7th to 17th, at the Kulch Historic Theatre. It's an unapologetic, side-splitting satire about modern times. Transport yourself to that unforgettable night out in this uproariously funny, thought-provoking, and visually captivating show. Written by comedy duo Dylan Archambault and Argy Janati from CBC Comedy, The Groundlings, and Upright Citizens Brigade Improv School. Dance, drink, laugh, repeat. Follow them on Instagram at rosecoloreddisco.